You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Your body is talking to you. Are you listening? Join Coach Stephanie Wood as they let you in on the little-known secrets of your body. Every day, you will walk a little prouder as you and your body merge into the whole person that you have always strived to be. After all, what's not to love about you? Body confidence is the expectation of a positive outcome. Are you ready for a fun-filled, informative hour that will give you and your body confidence?
Hi, everyone. This is Coach Stephanie Wood and Coach Sharon Treakey. Here we have conversations at our Law of Attraction radio network, Law of Attraction, again, radio network, Body Confidence, LOA Style, where we have conversations and we hear stories from our listeners that we expound upon with our coaching experience weekly. So before we go into our story, I give the floor to my wonderful colleague, Sharon Treakey, and tell us what you're up to.
Sure. Well, I've been up to a lot of relationship coaching. I love relationships. Because that's the way, you know, that makes our world go round, you know. So what I love to do is help people find more meaning in their relationships and find more fun in those relationships, whether it's with your children, with your spouse, with your coworker, with anybody. Our life revolves around relationships, and that is my most special area of work. And so if anybody out there wants to reach me, they can reach me at sharonshriki@gmail.com. That's sharonshriqui@gmail.com. And Stephanie and I are receiving lots of letters. We love to receive the letters. And when we receive those letters, we offer free coaching around the topic that we, around the topic with that the letter comes in. We love to do that. We bring it onto the show, of course, with no names. And, the most important thing I think everyone should know out there is that coaching is a fun, playful way to address issues in your lives that help, that will improve your life in a way. It's not therapy. It's fun conversations that help you get awareness and give you possibilities. How about you, Steph?
Perfectly said, Miss Sharon. You could find me, Coach Stephanie Wood, at gmail.com or at my site, bodyawe.com, or my toll-free number, 866-76-COACH. And as Sharon reiterated earlier, we create these uplifting body confidence relationship coaching experiences for you. It's usually around maybe 20 minutes. We call you, you contact us with your contact information, and we go from there. And it's just a wonderful experience to have for a few minutes, and that might create better clarity around any issue that's going on with you. So Sharon, I sent this to you earlier, but this lovely woman said, I tend to be in touch with my gut as an entrepreneur, but what I struggle with is when, like, my marketing director or my coach or somebody's telling me to go a different path, go to the right, and I want to go to the left. Help me out here. What coaching can you give me?
So the thing that popped into my mind when I read the letter was, you know, I think that everybody's personality dictates their path. And when we choose to just follow, let's say, what is normally done as opposed to what we feel in our gut, we're not really being true to ourselves. You know, maybe I should clarify. We all have a personality, and that personality and the gifts that we have with that personality, I believe, help us for our mission in this world. And what we do is part of that mission. And when we have a gut feeling and we ignore that gut feeling, I feel like we're losing an opportunity to learn. We're losing an opportunity to get to know ourselves, to feel excited about life. And it's a shame. How about you, Steph? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, like when I hear you talking, is, you know, to me, gut feeling is number one.
Yeah.
Because you're the one who has to go to bed with yourself at night. So, if you don't follow your gut, you could be in trouble, but you could also be in trouble if you follow your gut. You can make a mistake.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's where that fear comes in of, you know, what if I follow my gut and I'm wrong? And so my thought on that is that if you're wrong, then there was a lesson there that you needed to learn. And then you take that lesson and you learn it and you know it for next time. And the lesson isn't, okay, so I'll never take a risk again. I don't think that's the right lesson. It's, I did this, I took this risk and it didn't work out. So I need to figure out how to do it better next time. Not, I'm just going to tuck my tail between my legs and never do this thing again, this risky business. it's, you know, part of the learning.
Yeah, but, you know, you keep bringing up the experience of learning, which I think is something, a message that we really want to perpetuate in our time together today, is learn. Now, when I say the word learn or learning, what comes up for you in your body?
What comes up for me is it's relaxation, because I understand that learning doesn't mean you have to always get it right. You're just...
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, you don't have to get it right. You're learning. And so it's a great thing to say, hey, you know, listen, I'm going to get it wrong. I'm learning as I go. And we all...
So it's like learning is like a permission tool. What do you think?
That's what it feels like in my body. A permission to make a mistake, because that's part of learning.
Oh, I made a biggie the other day. Oh,
oh yeah?
And I just berated myself, felt sorry for myself. I said thoughts like... oh, Stephanie, how could you have been so stupid? How could you have done that? But after at least 24 hours, I said to myself, okay, you learn from it.
Right. I guess the initial feeling is to judge. Is the
total.
Judge because...
And I do that so well, Sharon.
Yeah. So, yes, I could definitely say I have also perfected that.
I could sell it on the open market. I did it so well. Couldn't let it go.
Right. Wow.
But that's human nature, right?
Yeah, I think.
Or learned behavior.
It's the mismanaged mind at times. You know, our mind will go to something and then...
Don't let your mind hear you say that.
Right. My mind is very, very proficient in how I call it sometimes mismanaged. It is because right away we'll go to the judgment.
And like you spoke, I'm getting excited about this to interrupt you. You know, with law of attraction, we have body confidence, law of attraction style. We listen to our body, but we also use the law of attraction tools. So how would you coach me? I'm in this total judgment mode. Would there be a question you could ask me to kind of lift me up a little bit?
Yeah, so I think that really the thing that I would do is to just ask about what is going on. I think that at that moment when something happens to us, or with us, about us, or whatever it is.
Okay, ask me what's going on. Is that the question you want to ask me?
So
I'm your client.
What is this? What is the feeling? What is going on for you?
I feel stupid that I didn't know ahead of time how this outcome was going to be. Like, I'm supposed to be superwoman here. I'm supposed to know total outcomes.
And so the thing is, I'm gonna steal this from somebody. It's Byron Katie's The Truth. Is that the truth? Is that the truth? So let's.
Well, at the moment, yes. The truth is, I feel stupid. I should have known before I did blah blah blah.
Yeah. So that was the
feeling. I should have known.
Ah, so there's the should have.
Oh, do I love the should haves.
And you know what? You're acknowledged. It is, if that's how you felt at that moment, it's something that, you know, it's good to acknowledge that that's how you felt. And then to determine whether that's truth or not. Because,
but it's interesting, because I just want to pause here for people who are listening. Do you notice how Sharon and I, when we go into a, quote, coaching conversation, I'm slowly getting out of what was really bugging me. Right? I'm just not by myself in the kitchen, judging. I have my coaching conversation with Sharon, and it's starting to lift up. It's like it doesn't even matter anymore.
Yeah, it's like unknotting something. You know, you unravel what you feel. I think that we go into like a fight or flight when we're stressed, and we just can't think. And then when you get together with your coach and you're able to unravel the knot, it's almost like, what a relief. You're able to see it in a different perspective. And it comes from you. You know, the answers are really coming from you. It's not someone actually giving you advice. It's you figuring it out through the play that we do, the talking and the role play or whatever it is that we choose to use to get that knot out.
So how would you close our coaching conversation?
So
I'm starting to feel uplifted. I'm not judging as much, maybe 10%, maybe.
Yeah.
From 80% to 10.
The truth is, it's a process of.
So what question would you ask me to let me come away from the call with what I did, and I might do it again, but.
I think that you have the question, and I, since I'm going to turn that over to you, what would you ask?
I would ask, okay, Stephanie, you've been putting yourself through all this turmoil and angst, and your body is probably screaming, let me alone with this stupid thing that you thought you did, to Stephanie, what have you learned from this moment in time?
And
Sharon, can you be Stephanie now?
I'll be Stephanie.
You know, our audience.
I think it's also, you know, what did we learn and how can we do it? How can we do it better next
Okay,
time?
So how would you answer that, being Stephanie?
So if being Stephanie and I lost it, how could I do it better is giving myself options. I could have called back that person. I could have, I could have wrote it down on a piece of paper and unloaded all my thoughts and feelings about myself at that moment. I could have, I could have called someone that makes me laugh, a friend, or even watched a video that makes me laugh so that I could uplift myself and bring my mind to a different place. And therefore, looking at it with a different, you know, come back to it with a different perspective, you know, instead of.
Yes,
you know.
But do you notice, as you being Stephanie, notice how, as your coach, me being your coach, how free you are now with your options and happy you are. And that other place of being is not good for your body.
Yeah.
She was unhappy.
Absolutely. And you know what? I think that in that moment, that heated moment, it's so hard to pull up those positive thoughts.
Well,
you know,
a coach teaches her clients different tools, like what you spoke about, the options that you had. If you've never had a coach, you probably wouldn't even know that you had options. A coach teaches you that you have options.
and also facilitates.
Good.
You know, so that now you bring that situation, and now you could see it in a different way, and then you could react a different, you know, differently. You could analyze it in a way that you wouldn't, you would never do on your own, because usually after that, the human nature is to never want to revisit that until a similar situation happens again. You know, right? We don't want to go back there. We don't want to think about that. We feel, you know, we feel stupid because we, you know, we made that mistake. And then we'll never visit it until a similar thing happens again, and we probably will react the same way. Unless we had this opportunity to go back to that situation and recreate it and talk about what we would do differently and, you know, work it out with our coach or work it out with, you know, anybody that can really hear us. And that's I think that's where a coach is trained to really listen and hear all the nuances, what we say and what we don't. Don't you think?
Okay. So, yes, I totally agree. Let's wrap this up. I want people to hear that how they can contact you and me. And we'll see everybody next week. So how can we contact you, Ms. Sharon?
Yes, well, you could contact me on SharonShrieky@gmail.com. I offer 2 coaching sessions per week for free. And also, those of you who are interested in writing a letter, you can actually have the fun of hearing it on our show, bringing it up, of course, without names. We talk about it, and we help come up with different ideas. How about you, Steph?
Bodyawe, BodyAwe.com. Click on the contact page, and also 1-866-76-COACH, COACH. Both Sharon and I will give you a free consultation around 20 minutes each. And with that said, we're at the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And our special show is called Body Confidence, LOA for Law of Attraction Style. Sharon, you're always a joy. I'll see you next week.
Absolutely. I'll be there. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us today. We will be back with another great show on body confidence. To contact us individually, please send an email to CoachStephanieWood@gmail.com. Or visit our show page at loaradionetwork.com/body-confidence. See you next week.